I just wanted to welcome my friends, Gloria and Sam, who are here with us this day, and I'm grateful for their being here. Everybody turn around and look at Gloria and Sam. I know they're not embarrassed. I love them, and I'm glad that they're here to be with us. And you know what? I met a delightful Dolly. I want to say that, too. So I'm just going to say hey to Ms. Dolly from up here. This morning's text comes from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, and it's verses 8 through 12. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke. Hear the word of the Lord. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Fear not. That's easy for you to say. I am an easily scared person. I duck from flies. I really do. There was an extremely, I'm sorry, and I have to just say, just because I said I am extremely scared person, don't try to scare me. It won't be pretty. But there was this extremely scary show when I was a child, and it was called Thriller, of course. My sisters, stop scaring me, Mark. My sisters loved it, and I hated it. We had one TV in the house, not like now where you have a TV in every room, but we had one TV in the house, and it was in my parents' room, and it was majority rule. Whoever, you know, and I was just the one little person. My sisters were twins, so, you know, I always lost. So the three sisters, we shared a bedroom, and that was way too far as a child for me from my mom and my dad's room for me to go to bed early and be in the dark all by myself while I could still hear the storyline and that music. Don't do it again, Mark. So what did I do? I sat through the show, scared out of my wits. So how does God communicate with a scary sort like me? I guess like God did with Jacob and Joseph and so many others, through dreams. Not to say these guys were scary. I'm just saying that that's a good way to connect with me. Dreams first, cell phone second, call or text, house phone third, email, sorry, last. But dreams first, because I'm scary. What in your past or present is a cause for you to experience fear? It's not something that we jump at and say, this is what I'm afraid of, because you know, like me, people are then going to try and scare you. But in our lives, if we're being honest, knowing that there are some people here who are afraid because they are experiencing food insecurity. Financial insecurity, low finances, no finances, with bills due. life changes, new job, no job, job interview. Children not home at the appointed hour. In New Orleans, before we went to bed at 10 o'clock, I don't know if it happened around the United States, but there was this commercial that came on and it said, it's 10 o'clock. There are some people in here as old as me, and I'm grateful. Fear. Vaccines. Do we take them? Do we not take them? Being alone. Do you know, as we get older, that's one of the things that is very scary, being alone. If I get sick, will I be able to dial 911? Even though I'm married, when my husband leaves the house, if something happens, will I be able to take care of myself? Fear. What brings about fear? Life with its changes. Life with no changes. Dynamic, static. The thought of death. The unknown realm of death. Forgiveness of sins. Salvation. Seeing God face to face. How does God communicate to us about our fears in the here and now? Are we open to dreams and visions? Can we look beyond TikTok, Bumble, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and wait on the Lord? Do you know right now, I bet there's someone with their cell phone in their hand. Let me see it. Oh, good. I see some just bare hands. It's very hard for us to sit at any time or place without having that cell phone in our hand. Can we just sit in silence and wait on the Lord? Can we move beyond fear, real or imaginary, to hear the message from God, perhaps from an angel? The angel appeared with the glory of the Lord shining all around them, and this caused fear in the shepherds. An angel is one of an order of supernatural or heavenly beings whose function it is to act as God's messengers to us and as agents who carry out God's will. Now, this visit from an angel becomes very personal. I'd want to say, why are you visiting me? What does this angel have to say to me, knowing that we all fall short? We all have sinned. So why is this angel standing before me? You know, it's like sitting on Santa's lap knowing you've been naughty. This glory of God shines so brightly, I said like this light, that it reveals all our flaws. Don't look so closely, you'll see my wrinkles and I hope my makeup isn't running. But this light shines so brightly, it reveals all our flaws. And this light of God reveals all our sins. We cannot hide in this light. This is the effulgence of God, the radiant splendor, the brilliance of God. Matt had to say after the 8:30 service, he said, I had to go look that word up, effulgence. But anytime I say a word that I think is new to you, I define it right after. This is the effulgence of God, the radiant splendor, the brilliance of God. We can only stand in our guilt, in our shame, in our sinfulness and in our depravity. Yet it is in this light, it's in this light that we hear, fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news. Good news of joy. Joy. What brings you joy? Pastor Dan asked a few minutes ago that you think about what brings you joy. It's harder to think about what brings you joy. It's easier to think about what causes you sorrow or fear. But think about what brings you joy. A smile on a child's face. A baby's giggle. Habitat for Humanity, providing a home which we help to build. Financial security. Job security. Doing a job that is rewarding. Children all nestled and tucked in their beds, waiting on Santa. What brings us joy? A life lived in service to God and one another? A confidence in the promise of God that even through sin and death, God will usher us through to the effulgent light and life of God. How does God communicate this much needed message to us? Through this angel in this morning's text. Every time we open the Bible, God is speaking to us. There's no fearful thriller scenes or music to evoke fear. Just words on a page that can become as big as life, even showing how an angel appeared. There are many angels or messengers of God. Anyone sitting near you, around you, may be an angel. You know, we always look around for the bad. Look around for the good. Someone seated by you just may be an angel, a messenger of God. The Apostle Paul referred to the ordered ranks of angels. He delineated principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, archangels, and of course, cherubim and seraphim. Those are the ones we're most familiar with. Those are the ones with the wings. But most angels appear in human form. There are those that we know by name. The Archangel Michael. Michael means proclaiming God's truth and strengthening people's faith. And he was sent to Moses, Jacob, and Abraham, just to name a few. Then there was Raphael, which means God heals. And he was sent to Abraham and Sarah in their old age to proclaim to Sarah that she would have a child. And there is Gabriel, which means God is my strength. And Gabriel shares in the ministry of promise and mercy and communicates God's most important announcements to humankind. So the angel Gabriel proclaims to thank you, to Mary and to Zechariah and the scripture we just read, to the shepherds. And the same angel Gabriel proclaims to us, I am bringing you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And after the angel spoke these words, a multitude of angels called the heavenly hosts began praising God. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. We see fear transformed into joy. We see darkness making the way for light. We see terror and trembling vanish because we hear the good news. To you is born this day an opportunity for new birth. To you is born this day an opportunity for new life that's not static, unchanged, or intransigent, but dynamic, fulsome, and spirit-filled in all things and in all ways. To you is born this day in the city of David, in the city of Bethlehem, which means house of bread. So to you is born in the house of bread, the bread of life. To you this day, this bread of life can be found in a feeding trough. Feed me, God, till I want no more. There is enough bread for me, and there is enough bread for you. This babe in the manger is our sustenance. We will want no more. The life born in the dark of night is the light of the world. In him there is no darkness at all. His light reflects the glorious light of God, which is so bright it has the ability to blind us from our own sins and sinfulness. And they get wrapped in those same bands of cloth that this babe is wrapped in. And we stand there before him, pure, forgiven, loved, and freed. To you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Fear transformed into joy. Darkness made way for the light. When I was a little girl, my sisters used to wake up in the dark, still of Christmas morning. They would push me, of course, being the baby. They'd push me verbally and physically. Go look under the tree. Go see what Santa brought. Come back and tell us. My parents had a rule that we could not get up before them on Christmas morning. Now, we lived in a shotgun house. And at that time, our bedroom was to the back. My dad's bedroom was to the front. The living room was in the very front of the house. That's where the tree and the gifts were. And it was the same era of the Thriller series. So let's push this baby girl out into the world. And my sisters would say, "Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Nothing will happen to you. You're the baby." In other words, don't fear the journey. Don't fear the journey. Just think of what you will find at the journey's end. That worked for me in years before, so I'm like, okay, I'll go. I got down on my hands and my knees, and I began to crawl. Fear engulfed me. Remember, I'm a scary sort. But I kept going. I passed the bathroom. So far, so good. I looked to see which way my parents were turned in bed. And if they were facing outward, I began to crawl like a soldier. I got ever so close to the floor. Once I passed their room, I had arrived. There were roller skates, bicycles, tricycles, three baby dolls, games and puzzles. My eyes grew wider and wider as I took it all in and prepared for the journey back. I had to give a report. When I arrived, I had tinsel hanging from my hair and pine needles over my pajamas. There was joy on my face and joy in my gestures, if you could only see what I saw up there. But there was unspeakable joy on my lips. I couldn't get the words out. But the journey was worth it. I made so many sounds and gestures that my parents did awaken. Initially, there was fear, but fear transformed into joy. The darkness of night made way for the light of day. The joy was too great for me to contain, and as my parents awakened, we shared the wonders and joy of Christmas together. Fear transforms into joy. I don't know what you're going through in your life right now. It may be a time for you to hear, fear not. Fear not. It's a message for us in all areas of life, wherever we are. We are God's babies, God's children. And God will protect us. God will sustain us. Look at the angels that are around you. God will be with us. God asks that we not fear whatever the journey that lies before us. It's God's light. It's God's effulgence that leads our way. The angel of God brings us good news of great joy, and it's for all of us. A Savior is born, and he is Christ the Lord. And you know, the end of that pericope, that text, is, it says, we will find him. We will find him if we choose to begin the journey. We will never get to the joys at journey's end if we don't begin the journey. Fear not. Fear not. A Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. Let's find him. Let's find him together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.